visit CIPR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, and my name is Marielle, and I actually have a friend with me here today. Hi, Will.
I'm back.
He's back. He hasn't been here for a very long time, but he had some free time today, so he's going to hang out with me for the whole hour.
Oh, yeah, the whole hour.
Sweet. Today, I really...
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't know what to do today. It's just one of those blah days. I've been studying for finals, so really, I'm not in the mood for anything. Anything.
But we're playing Motorhead.
But it's a surprise.
Motorhead.
Yeah, we'll play some Motorhead. We'll play some. I'll play the new Blood Brothers. What else was I going to do? I also got a lot of requests for certain songs today, and I'll start off with a request. But actually, my friend Dave wanted me to program a whole show of like monster surf rockabilly music, and you know, I would love to if I had the time or the knowledge. I think the problem is I don't know enough about, like, I love rockabilly music and I love listening to it, and going to rockabilly shows is always interesting. It's fun. I really like it, but I don't know. I don't think I know enough about the genre to really program a whole show about that type of music. I could try, but it would take a very long time. So Dave, if you're listening, if you want me to do that, you're gonna have to help me. I can't do that all on my own. But I'll play. I have some rockabilly, psychobilly stuff to play today, so I will do that to maybe, you know, not shaft you so badly. But I was going to start off this set with a request that I had for NoFX. This is, yep, it was a request for the song Drugs Are Good. Yeah, I'm not going to expand on that topic, but yeah, you take it as you will. This is off of their album, 45 or 46 songs that weren't good enough to go on our other records. And then perhaps after that, we'll see where we go. I also want to start playing some holiday music today. Is it too early? It's not too early. It's already December, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, why not? They've already brought out the Christmas CDs folder here at CITR, so I take that as a sign that, you know, it's okay to start playing holiday music and stuff like that. But every year, there's a holiday album that I look for and I can never find. So if you can find this or if you have a copy, please let me know. I've been looking for Crass's Merry Christmas for the longest time and I can't find it anywhere. I can't find it on the internets. I can't find it in any record stores. I can't special order it anywhere. It's so hard to find, but I hear it's good. It's called Merry Christmas, which is pretty funny. But yeah, maybe some holiday music later, but this is NoFX. Is that okay, Will?
Yeah.
Yeah, it better be. This is NoFX on CITR.
Yeah. You're losing all your heart and love, and it's funny how the feeling goes. Louis. Hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh. Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh. Well, all right then. That's good, OJ. Yeah, that hurt.
What the hell?
Yeah.
This public service announcement is a thank you to all you listeners who donated during CITR's first fund drive. You've helped us continue to keep delivering you, the listener, with the diverse, independent, and quality programming you've come to expect. This is also a reminder that if you did pledge, please come down to CITR, pay your pledge, and collect your swag. For example, t-shirts, CDs, and all other merchandise that was offered with your pledge. Once again, to all of our listeners, all our supporters, thank you for supporting CITR 101.9 FM.
You got till 5 o'clock. You hear me? You got till 5 o'clock.
You freaking psychopath!
Clean yourself up.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, and my name is Marielle. Just a reminder to all of you wonderful people that donated to CITR's very first fund drive. Don't forget to come by CITR to pick up your lovely prizes and giveaways and stuff like that, because if you did donate, you do get free CDs, swag, and perhaps other wonderful prizes. So don't forget to do that, because we would love to repay you somehow, right?
Yep.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I just played... Oh, did I even write it down? Yeah, I did. I played Strike Anywhere off of their latest album, Dead FM. That song was called Prisoner Echoes. I quite like this album, except it feels a bit different from what I've come to expect from Strike Anywhere. Meh, feel a bit indifferent right now. Before that, I played Me First and the Gimme Gimmes off of their latest album, Love Their Country. That was a cover of the Eagles' Desperado. And I started off that set with a request that I had for NoFX off of their album, 45 or 46 songs that weren't good enough to go on our other albums. That song was called Drugs Are Good. If you ever wanted to check out my playlists online, I do post them on the internet every week at www.wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Yeah? What are you doing? Why are you laughing?
This guy looks like my dad.
Yeah, kind of does. Well, that's interesting. That's maybe a good Christmas present for your dad. Will and I were just talking about how we won't be able to afford to get anyone like Christmas presents this year. Everyone's just going to get like free shit that we have lying around. Going to like rewrap it and be like, yeah, it's new. Here you go. Here's a new pair of socks. Yeah, that's right. You enjoy that. Yeah. Christmas, like, I love Christmas. I just, there is always that problem of going, like, oh, I'm not going to have enough money to buy everyone, you know, the gifts that I would like to give them.
It's tough for us students.
Yeah. I know. Oh, it's terrible for you. Like, Will pays a stupid amount of money for tuition. I don't even know how you keep up with that. I don't know, Will.
I'm just stupid.
You're just... whatever. I hear that getting an edumacation is a good thing, so, you know. It'll pay off in the end, right? Sure?
Hopefully,
yeah. And on that note, apparently we have money to go to shows, too, because there are a few shows coming up that Will is going to, and I'm going to as well, and other ones, yes. Maybe we'll talk about that later. But one show that I have... Yes, one show that I wanted to tell you about is happening tonight. Black Halos are playing with the Jolts. That's tonight, right? Yes?
Pretty sure.
Thursday, yes. I'm pretty sure that's happening tonight as well. The Black Halos are playing with the Jolts at the Plaza Club. Plaza holds a lot of shows now, and I never saw
that. They're getting a lot of bigger acts now.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I always saw the Plaza as kind of like one of those sleazy kind of, you know, top 40 dance clubs, but apparently...
It looks dilapidated.
Yeah, it doesn't look that awesome, but apparently they put on, like, a lot of shows, so really, you don't have a choice there. But yeah, Black Halos and the Jolts are playing tonight at the Plaza Club, so I will play some Jolts for you. They only have an EP out right now called the Jinx EP, so that's what I'm going to play for you. And perhaps if you would like to phone in, place a request, or whatever, you can give us a call here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. Yes? Yeah. Yes.
Give us a call.
Yeah, sure. Why not? This is The Jolts on CITR.
Hey. expect from years to come? And what can you do now to make it so? All of history is there for you. All the deeds done in the world of men. If you don't know what has gone before, you just make the same mistake again and again and again. Soldier, soldier, see where we were. You had to know the story. Older, boy, older. Life isn't fair. Got to grab the sword of glory. If you can't see what bloody fools we were, then you are also born a bloody fool. Listen to the 100 million dead. Don't you think those millions love the same? If you don't know where it all went wrong, you'll just make the same mistake again and again and again. Soldier, soldier, see where we were. You had to know the story. Older, or colder.
Really likes Motorhead. I just thought I'd share that with everyone.
Three, four.
Yeah, that was the Cancer Bats off of their album Birthing the Giant. That song was called Shillelagh. And I came on air because I wanted to tell you that when I interviewed Liam from the Cancer Bats, he told me that pretty soon the Cancer Bats will be releasing a 7-inch that they put together with a band called, I believe, This Is Hell. I could be getting that wrong. I could be botching that name up, but I'm pretty sure the band name was called This Is Hell. And they're another hardcore band, and what they did was This Is Hell covered one of their songs, and the Cancer Bats covered one of This Is Hell's songs, and the song that This Is Hell covered was Shillelagh. So a cover of Shillelagh will come out very soon in plastic, like plasticky, waxy vinyl format. Yes? Yes?
Is that what vinyl's made of?
I don't know. It's like, yes? I wouldn't know. I have some vinyl, but not enough to know all about it. But I really should, because I'm a huge music nerd. So,
It's the format you play with a needle.
Yes, on the turntables remix. Sorry. What was I going to do? I wanted to play some holiday music for you right now. And I'm not going to play too much. I'm not going to assault you with holiday music right now. I just wanted to play one song for you. And one of my favorite holiday albums ever is The Vandals, Oi to the World, Christmas with the Vandals album. So I'll be playing a song off of that. And it's a bit hard for me to decide which one to play. I wanted to play my brother's Gay Christmas, or Grandpa's Last Christmas, but I think I'm gonna save those gems for perhaps my Christmas show or holiday show or whatever the PC term is now, or save some for later, because I will every holiday season I do like a Christmas show type thing. So I will just be playing one holiday song by the Vandals for you right now, and then if you like what you hear, then you're just gonna have to wait for my awesome holiday show. Because that's what it will be, an hour of awesomeness.
Haji was a punk just like any other boy, and he never had no trouble till he started up his Oi band. Safe in the garage, singing in the tub, but Haji went too far and he plugged in. It was a cold Christmas Eve when Trevor and the Skins popped in for a pint and then nick a bag of crisps. Trevor liked the music, but not the unity. He unwound Ozzy's turban and he knocked him to his knees.
The God came down on Christmas Day. I know exactly what he'd say. He'd say, Oi to the punk and Oi to the Skins, but Oi to the world and everybody wins.
Ozzy was a bloody mess, he ran out through the crowd. He said, we'll meet again, we are bloody dead and bowed. Trevor called his bluff and told him that I meet Christmas Day on the roof down at 20 Upper Street.
The God came down on Christmas Day. I know exactly what he'd say. He'd say, Oi to the punks and Oi to the Skins, but Oi to the world and everybody wins.
On the roof. The guy on Indiana Jones.
Police started wailing, a bloody dying man. Ozzy was alone and abandoned by his band. Trevor was still fading and still so full of hate. When the Skins left him there and went down the fire escape.
Ozzy saw the North Star shining more than ever, so he made a turn and get from his turret, saving Trevor. They repelled on the roof from the rest of the turret and went back to the pub where they fought each other coming.
The God came down on Christmas Day. I know exactly what he'd say.
But Oi to the world and everybody wins.
The God came down on Christmas Day. I know exactly what he'd say.
He'd say Oi to the punks and Oi to the Skins. But Oi to the world and everybody wins.
Take blood you never given. It's time you live. pain is gonna make it mine. Detention, I'm not going. Detention, I'm not showing up. Cause she's not there. I'm not going. Detention, I'm not showing up. Cause she's not there.
She's not there.
I'm so ready for this. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, and my name is Marielle. I am here with my friend Will today. Yes, I turned your mic on. I always forget to do that. I'm so sorry. I just played The Living End off of their newest album, State of Emergency. That song was called What's on Your Radio? Probably The Living End if you're listening to CITR. Wah, wah. Before that, I played The Dead Cats off of their album Feline 500. That song was called Hawaii. Prior to that, The Riptides off of their album Hangout. That song was called Detention. Before that, I played some F Minus off of Suburban Blight. That song was called Capital Murder. Prior to that, some 7 Seconds off of Good to Go. The song was Slow Down a Second. And I started off that set with The Vandals off of Christmas with the Vandals. That song was called Oi to the World. It's so catchy and so deep. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I heard something weird. It's so, yeah, it encapsulates the feeling of the holiday season, I feel. I'll send you the lyrics, Will, and you can read it, and you will probably laugh.
I'll probably understand it.
Yeah, I hope so anyways. It's time to tell you about some shows going on in and around Vancouver that perhaps you would be interested in. Yes, maybe? Where are my concert listings? Oh, I haven't updated them for quite a while, so I'm not going to have a lot to tell you about. I'm so awesome. Happening tonight. Yes, I already talked about this. The Black Halos and the Jolts are playing at the Plaza Club. If you feel like you need a little dose of the rock and or roll, perhaps. What else is happening? Is today the... Wait, is today the 7th? Today's the 7th, right?
Yep.
Indeed. Tomorrow night, the Rebel Spell are actually playing 2 shows. When I was reading concert listings for Vancouver, I saw like a double posting for the Rebel Spell at 2 different places, and I thought it was an error. I was like, oh, well, one of these must be wrong because they can't play 2 shows in one night. Well, you know what? I was wrong because apparently they are. They're playing an all-ages show somewhere in North Van that starts kind of early, and then they're heading down to the Cobalt later in the evening. This is happening tomorrow. This is happening Friday night to play the Cobalt. So apparently bands can do that. I haven't seen a band do that before, but if, you know, they can manage it, then all the power to them. I don't have the details for the All Ages North Van show because I thought that was a mistake, but they are playing that show. And then later on Friday evening, the Rebel Spell are playing with the East Side Death Squad and Cambridge at the Cobalt, so that show will probably run a wee bit later. What else is going on this Sunday, December 10th? We have Annual Notice by the Trail of Dead coming to Vancouver to play with Celebration and the Blood Brothers. That is happening at the Croatian Cultural Center, i.e. an all-ages venue. I will be playing some of the new Blood Brothers stuff in just a bit. In the future, we have Joan Jett and the Blackhearts coming to Richmond, BC. They're playing the River Rock Casino. A classy place. Yeah.
If
you can afford tickets to go see Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, it would probably be a really good show. I saw a bit of her. She played the Warped Tour this year, this summer, and I saw a bit of her, like, but only from an angle because I was waiting at another stage to see another band. But from what I heard and saw, it looked like a pretty good show. But yeah, I really don't see her playing the River Rock. I thought she'd be like, oh, I'm punk rock. I'm going to play like some dingy old club and connect with the roots of today.
Or even the Commodore.
Even the Commodore, yeah. I don't know. The River Rock is like where washed up... Oh, I don't want to say that. I don't want to... Like, I'm not going to go there. But just like the bands that I see playing the River Rock Casino aren't, you know, aren't bands
Essence
like...
Essence of the past.
Almost, yeah. Like... And Joan Jett is kind of, like, she's kind of appealed to more than one generation, so she totally should have played the Commodore. But that's just my opinion and your opinion as well, so. Ah, well, what else is going on? The Living End are coming to Vancouver. I just played them. They're playing at Richards on Richards December 17th. The Dead Cats are also playing a show in Vancouver. I played them as well, if you were paying attention. They're playing at Pat's Pub December 29th. And I actually haven't heard about a lot of shows going on in January yet, probably just because everyone's really focused on the holiday season and haven't really had time to play shows. Book shows in January. But in February, we have All That Remains, Misery Signals, and Human Abstract coming to Vancouver. That is February, what is that, a 6th? that a six? Yeah, looks like a six. I'm sorry. They're playing at the Croatian Cultural Center, so that is another all-ages show that perhaps you would be interested in. Another show, you were talking to me about a Christmas fundraiser going on. Is that tonight?
There's a Christmas fundraiser at Richards tomorrow night. And
tomorrow
it's gonna,
night.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a whole bunch of bands. And do you know what the proceeds go to? It's a fundraiser for...
I think it's the canned food drive.
Oh, nice. So it's like admission by donation and stuff? Like, do you bring food?
Tickets or advance or...
Oh, okay. So...
Bring food.
Bring food. I see. I like how some shows do that. I remember at the Alexis on Fire show, they said if you brought like a canned food item, they'd give you a special edition poster and stuff like that to encourage people to bring donations and stuff like that. And I totally forgot about it because I'm terrible that way. But my sister remembered and she brought some canned food for their food drive and she got this really cool like limited edition poster art type thing. And yeah, so I love it when bands do good things like that. What are some of the bands playing? Just name drop some of them.
Super Being's playing. The Turn is. I think Shift Kit's playing. A lot of the nice local bands we've got that rock.
That good. Rock. They rock and or roll, you would say?
I wouldn't say roll.
Well, oh, fine.
They rock.
Okay.
A capital R and a capital K.
Kit. I can't... I'm sorry. What was I going to play? The New Blood Brothers. That's exactly what I was going to play. They have a new album out called Young Machetes, and it's not getting as much attention as I thought it would, but I'm going to give it some time, and then maybe after they play their show in Vancouver, like people will start talking about it and going crazy some more. Maybe. I like to see good things happen to bands that I like. So this is the brand new Blood Brothers on CITR. Yeah! But I love that abrupt ending. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I am and was your host. My friend Will was here helping me out today. Thank you very much, Will. You did an awesome job. That was the Blood Brothers off of their newest album, Young Machetes. That song was called Camouflage. And before that, did I tell you that I played The Living End?
Yeah.
Did I say that? Okay. Thanks, Will. That's what you're here for. I'm going to end off now with some Wednesday Night Heroes, and this song is actually off of a compilation album that we just received here at CITR called Killed by Canada, and it looks, I don't really know who put this out. It's, it looks pretty, homemade, but it's pretty good, actually. It's got two CDs of just Canadian hardcore and punk rock on it, and the Wednesday Night Heroes are one of those bands. just joking. I'm not a Nazi, really. Lost my train of thought. The Wednesday Night Heroes off of the Killed by Canada compilation album. I can't even tell you where you can pick this up because it looks so, like, it looks so DIY that I don't even know if you can pick it up at a lot of record stores or whatever. But maybe to listen to it, you're just gonna have to listen to CITR more, because I will be playing this album more on my show. But this is a song called Dead End Street. Thank you very much to everyone that phoned in and listened today. And if you want, you can check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Any last words, Will?
Thank you for letting me come back.
Oh, no problem. Don't worry. You're welcome back anytime, as are all of my friends. this is Wednesday Night Heroes on CITR. Have a great week, guys.
Vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce. Cool Britain.